I'll spare you the details on the integration, but I'll take some time to explain exactly where the integrand came from. The 2x minus y comes from 2 times 4 sine of t minus 3 times, 2 times 4 sine of t minus 3 cosine of t. And then the dx is the derivative of 4 sine of t, which is 4 cosine of t dt. And the x plus 3y is going to be 4 sine of t plus 3 times 3 cosine of t. And then the dy is negative 3 sine of t dt. On this particular path from the point 0, 3 to the point 4, 0, we would have t going from 0 to pi over 2. And that's where the limits of integration came from. I think you can follow the rest of this. It's just algebra and a little work with trig identities and straight integration.